Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Hooman is in today. He's doing a movie review with Corey Rosen, Judy, and Abominable. So 9:15. Just a heads up there.
I hope they love Judy.
Oh, why? Because you want to see it?
Yeah, I do. I mean, I'm not going to go to the movie theater, but I will press play.
Right. I'll press play.
I'll pay my $6.
Yeah.
I just hope it's great. And
right.
I really want Renee to do well.
Oh, do you love her?
Not love her, but I like her and appreciate her. And I think she's due for her comeback.
Huh? She was on that show. Now all the names are escaping me. The mother of the actress listens to the show all the time. The actress came in here.
Jane and, Levy.
Jane Levy, yeah.
I could never pull that out.
So, I can't remember what the... It was sort of like the proposal where this woman is asking, you know, she says, I'll fund your company, but you have to let me have a night with your husband.
Oh, really?
Indecent Proposal?
It was like Indecent Proposal.
But not.
And Renee Zellweger was the mean woman who ran the company that was going to give this Jane Levy's character the money.
Oh.
So Renee is great in that.
I'm looking at, when do you think it was?
It's a Netflix show, isn't it?
Oh, it's a Netflix show.
Wasn't it?
I have no idea.
I cannot.
What If?
What If?
That's Living
it.
Proof? What If? Is that it?
What If? So Renee looks amazing in that. Like, just legs forever. Her face has calmed down.
Yeah, Jane Levy's in there.
Uh-huh. And she is, she's just mean. She's like this rotten character. And she plays her perfectly. So, based on what I've heard about, you know, the trailer that I've seen, the song we heard her sing yesterday from the Judy soundtrack, mm-hmm. like, it sounds like she's really embodying her. So, if the story's good, seems like it'll be a good...
I was just surprised what Vinny said yesterday, that it was just, what, Vinny, a moment in time. It wasn't a whole biography.
Well, that's just what I read, yeah.
I mean, but that's what it sounds like.
I think you find out that it's hard to cover that kind of territory in a
right.
two-hour movie.
Well, not only that, you'd have to cast three or four different people to play
right.
her at various mm-hmm. points in her life.
Sure.
Unless they used clips somehow, mm-hmm. you know, went back and showed a little piece of her in mm-hmm. when she was a young 13-year-old yeah. or 12-year-old in Wizard of Oz.
Well, I'll be excited what Corey has to say about Judy. I feel like I align more with Corey's views of movies.
Well, Corey's definitely kind of a showman. So I think that my guess is he probably knows a lot more about Judy Garland than Hooman does.
Sure.
So Hooman's just the guy who doesn't know that much about Judy, who goes in and sees the movie and decides.
Michelle yesterday was saying Corey's brother is a Broadway guy.
Oh, she was saying that.
Steve Rosen.
Oh.
I guess. So he's done
an
some
actor?
Stuff. Yeah, I guess so. Maybe we'll ask him a bit about it.
Oh, it's fantastic.
A family
of performers. They are a family of performers. Corey's been doing that. It's called BATS, mm-hmm. Bay Area Theater Sports.
Correct.
I think it's just improv.com or mm-hmm. .org or mm-hmm. something. That show has been running for over 20 years at Fort Mason, and it's unbelievably good. I've gone probably five or six times mm-hmm. in the 20 years I've
yeah.
lived here. And it's always a different show because it's improv. It's right here and it's inexpensive.
Mm-hmm.
It's a crazy great Friday or Saturday night out.
They have trucks there, right? Don't they have food
during
trucks
the summer
sometimes?
They do a food truck thing where you go there early, you eat from the truck, you hang out, they've got a little music going and you can just go to the truck thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then right there is the Bay Area Theater Sports. BATS Improv, just improv.org or improv.com or whatever it is.
I used to work for a company. We did PR for them
oh.
back in the day. And I would go then and
yeah.
watch them perform.
They're great. And when I went just recently, I don't know, last summer I think I went and brought my kids.
Mm-hmm.
And my kids loved it so much. They went back several times, several more times
and
that summer. And took their friends.
Nice. Oh, so that's so great. So it can be for people as old as us or
sure.
people as young as
you. Oh, improv's for everyone. You never know what you're going to get. And a lot of the people who were there the last time I went were people who were that I remembered from the last time I had gone. Mm. It's great. There's a, you know what, shame. There's an ad for various theater sports.
Let's make this an air check. They can put it on their little website.
Oh, fun. I just think that it's, people are always like, oh, I don't have anything to do. Or, you know, they're looking for something fun or different to do. This is a super inexpensive, really fun thing to do. Okay. This is the best story I've ever heard in my entire life. I'm not kidding you either. This is a great story. This is just a little simple thing. It's a simple thing that's going to change my life. And maybe yours. I don't know. This is going to be so great.
The best story you've ever heard in your whole life.
Best story I've ever heard in my entire life.
Okay.
So we all have these little ladies at our house.
You're talking about your boobs?
Nope.
Oh.
I'm talking about our personal devices that sit on the counter that you talk to. And I'm not going to say her name.
The lady.
Okay.
The lady.
Right.
For 99 cents... before the end of this year, that voice can be Sam Jackson. And that voice, if you select it, can swear. He can be explicit to you.
So you're telling me Sam Jackson was hired by Amazon to go into a studio and he recorded every possible scenario so that he could become the voice of your...
that girl.
Era, whatever, right.
I do not know how deep it goes because you're right. How does he say all the, I mean,
well,
seems like that lady must have sat in a recording studio for months.
If they brought him in for, you know, 7 days and paid him well,
yeah,
just hand me the words, dude.
I am so excited for my device.
Thingy.
For that thingy that sits on my counter. I talk to that thing all day, every day.
I don't.
I have a million. We ask her questions constantly. My one kid asked her to tell jokes all the time. Anytime you want music, you tell that girl.
Really?
My kids do, and my wife does. Mm. I don't at all, but they just last night, eating dinner, kid goes, oh, wait till you hear this new song. It's something about burritos.
Oh, and then she plays
it. And then there it is playing for me without anyone leaving the table. I'm hearing the burrito song that she loves.
Incredible.
Because we were eating burritos.
Well, why wouldn't you listen to the burrito song?
You know.
So we have a little teaser trailer.
Oh, good.
This is Sam Jackson as your home device. You can do it, Alex. I just know it.
Beautiful.
So I don't know if you'll say, hey, Samuel, play me XYZ. But I hope that you will. And they say he's the first of many celebrities that they're going to try and get to do this. So... maybe Sam Jackson's not your jam. You know, maybe you want Megan Fox. I don't know who you want.
You can't compare Sam Jackson to
Megan. I'm
saying
just people who people might want.
Trust me, people want Sam Jackson.
I 100% agree. So you can get him in a clean version or an explicit version. We are going full MF-er at my house. That is for sure. Like, go, Samuel, go. No one here is holding you back. They're also giving... they're going to add this new technology that's going to make a smoother, more natural sounding speech pattern, even if you're just using regular the lady. So hopefully this is going to sound like Sam Jackson and not just like Sam Jackson's words all cut together. Like
right.
They just made him go through the dictionary and say every word.
Well, that sounded great.
Right. Well, that just, you know, just sounded like a taped thing. I hope it sounds just like that. So it's coming out sometime this year and there's only a few months left. And they're saying it'll be 99 cents if you get it this year, but it'll be $4.99 if you get it after 2019. Now, I don't know if that's a...
monthly?
No, I don't... could it be?
You've got to pay for a celebrity. They've got to pay him. I'm sure that they went... look, I bet they went down a list of people. One thing about Sam Jackson, because I think he's internationally loved and deservedly so, mm-hmm. and some of his roles live in my heart. Mm. Absolutely. I think he's excellent. But he also does commercials and is happy too. So he's a guy who they probably went, I bet we can get him.
Mm-hmm.
And I bet he went, here's the number.
Right.
And done. Now they're working. But they'll get others.
I feel like he opened the door. What does he do? Not Citibank.
What's in your wallet? Whatever
Capital
that is.
One.
Yeah. Whatever that is.
I feel like he opened the door for established movie actors like him. Now you've seen more and more actors like not afraid to do commercials.
Well, Clooney
for sure
is, you know, he does those Nespresso ads that are cheesy.
Danny DeVito, but
he's great in them. Yeah. And I think as long as they don't have to kind of walk too far away from their persona, they're willing to do them.
Yeah.
$4.99 a month is steep. Like, I know.
But we don't know. We're speculating, I should say that.
They're saying 99 cents a one-time fee. What does one time mean? Like, forever?
So you pay, if I pay 99 cents this year, I get them forever? I'm in. I'll do it for $4.99 if it's a one-time fee. I'm in. I want to know. So my questions are, can I call the thing Samuel now?
They say to get started, just say lady's name.
Uh-huh.
Introduce me to Samuel L. Jackson.
Can I do that? I can do it right now.
Then choose whether you'd like Sam to use what you said, explicit, or change it to
this is
or
awesome.
Change your mind later. Simply go to the settings menu of Lady App to toggle between clean and explicit.
Oh, so good. It's so good. I'm so excited about this. So
I want to hear it.
Does it say when it's rolling out? Because it says sometime this year.
No, not yet.
Oh, my God. Mm-mm. You know what? I wonder if she'll set you up for it so that when it's ready, it just automatically starts.
And all of a sudden, Sam's on your...
Oh, my God. It's huge. Hey, Amazon, I have a suggestion for you. When I ask that lady to play me a song, how about she just starts the song? And I'll decide if it's the right song or the wrong song. Because when she sits there for a minute telling me, here's that song that you asked for. It's this song, recorded this year. And you're hearing it on Amazon. Like, shut up already and just play the song.
Ours doesn't do that.
Oh, my God. Mine talks for like 30 seconds before the song starts. It's unbelievable.
Well, maybe
you're saying yours just...
Ours doesn't do that.
It just goes.
What are you in, like, DJ mode?
Am I?
There's
Is there some setting?
Up? I don't
know. There's a walk-up. It's unbelievable. She hits the post. I'm like, I wanted to hear the intro. No, she tells you all, like, if I say, play my radio station, The Cars, she goes... Here's your car's radio station from Pandora, streaming through blah, blah, blah. I mean, honestly, it seems like it goes on forever. I don't even know what she says, but I'm just like, just play the song.
On one hand, I'd say that can be annoying. On the other, I mean, it is magically playing you up.
It is,
I
but
mean,
listen,
all you did was
I got to have something to complain about, Vinny. So, $4.99 if you buy it after this year. This is the Sam Jackson voice. 99 cents at some point this year. More celebrities coming in 2020. No word on who yet.
Someone is saying Keith Morrison is going to be a voice on Alexa 2.
Who's Keith Morrison?
You know him. Vinny, you might, if you heard his voice or if you saw his face, you would know him. He does the Dateline, tall, skinny, white guy, older man. You just know his voice.
It's like a news
he's
voice?
He's very serious. Yeah.
Oh,
I know he does some Waze stuff, but perhaps he's going into the Alexa.
I guess I probably can't get an explicit thing on him, huh?
Probably not.
Yeah.
Be very serious. I'd be into him.
Yeah, I mean, they must know there's an audience for that guy, but I don't. Yeah. No thanks.
Yeah, I want Sam Jackson. Kidding me? Pay $10 in one-time fee to get Sam Jackson. They're also rolling out something called a frustration detection feature that will determine when you're getting frustrated with the girl screwing up your requests and try to apologize. Although I'm praying that, like, the Sam Jackson one doesn't apologize. It's like, well, maybe if you took the marbles out your MF and mouth.
I can understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
Kay?
Oh, are you getting frustrated with me?
I'm frustrated with you.
Oh, my God. Amazon, just call me. I have all kinds of great ideas. and I am completely out of time. Vinny, what is coming up in the news?
Our first story is about Beer Fund Guy.
Oh, Beer Fund Guy. Where's he at now? Holy cow.
After these.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Check out the Johnny Mosley podcast. New episodes air every Monday. You can find them at radioalice.com, radio.com, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by The Organic Coup. This Sunday is Bruce Bochy's last game as manager of the Giants. Make sure you get to the park early, grab an Organic Coup fried chicken sandwich in honor of Boch as he rides off into the sunset. Congrats, Boch.
Organic Coup.
Have a chicken sandwich.
I was like, you're talking about Bochy. I'm like, oh, man, a fried chicken sandwich. Mm. Well, that sounds nice.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Fried chicken sandwich. Oh, okay.
Weather today should be much cooler, like 20 degrees cooler, and the North Bay should have electricity. So good news.
Yes, all the way around.
Mm-hmm. Also, it looks like you're going to be hearing a lot more impeachment talk in the coming days, as it looks like the Democrats are going to launch that. Mm. They're ready to do it.
Mm.
Of course, we are headed into an election season, so it'll be interesting to see how this affects them.
Twill.
Could blow up right in their face and give us another four.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this guy.
What about this guy?
A 68-year-old Missouri man has been arrested in connection with arson in the Milpitas foothills last week.
What?
Yeah.
What's he doing out here setting fires?
He got on a plane to go on a vacation to set fires. Freddie Graham of Lone Jack, Missouri, has been brought up on 15 counts of arson, including 2 counts of arson during a declared state of emergency, which brings extra charges because Gavin Newsom had declared, this is fire season. We're in a state of emergency.
He actually,
be extra careful.
He flew out here to set fires. That was why he came out.
He flew into town on Thursday in San Jose, set fires on Friday and Saturday, and then had plans to return back to Missouri and was caught at the airport as he was returning his rental car.
How did they catch him?
The fires were set with a lighter, setting pieces of paper on fire, and he was throwing them out the window into dry brush.
Oh, my God.
A witness who became suspicious after spotting this guy's car near the fires turned the license plate over to investigators. That he was arrested as he was trying to return the car at San Jose International Airport.
What is wrong with him?
And, by the way, the public who saw something and said something,
mm-hmm.
you know that.
Good on you.
That's why he was caught.
Yeah, that's a good kind of snitch right
his
there.
His bail's been set at $2 million, and he's going to be entering a plea at his court appearance on September 30th. But because a declared state of emergency was on, he's looking at extra trouble.
Good.
Good.
He should be looking at extra trouble.
Scumbag, yeah.
What the F? Is that a dude who just, like, hates California? Like, what's his problem?
Look at him.
Oh, I hate you. Look at him. He's all, yeah, I came out and set fires. That's what I did.
68-year-old dude. Gets on a plane, flies to the, like.
And drives around through the foothills setting fires.
And I'm going to tell you something, too. Because this is what bothers me about this guy in particular. What just happened up near Chico in Paradise was catastrophic. And that's what this guy flew here to do. So they better hold him up.
Yeah. That's attempted mass murder is what that is.
Like,
yeah.
I realize you could say, and this might be the way it goes down, they'll say, no one died. No one was hurt. What did they say he burned? Because some fires did start, but it wasn't. He was caught, and they were able to put him out. The fires burned 128 acres in rugged terrain in the hills east of Milpitas. So he did start fires, but it wasn't one of those scenarios like Paradise.
Thank God.
But it could have been, and that's the part that...
Does it say how many?
How many fires?
Yeah.
Total.
It doesn't.
I thought there was one article. I thought I saw that 15 fires he started, but I can't find that right now.
Oh my God. This is a guy who an anvil needs to fall off a building onto him as he's walking into the courthouse.
He spent 2 days, Friday and a full Saturday, going around town lighting fires.
What? Oh my God. It's just, I hate the look. I mean, we should put his face
the
on
the mug
so
shot when you
see him.
It. He's just got
he's
this
like,
sour puss.
Who cares? Screw you. We hate you. I hate you.
So he's facing up to 22 years in prison.
Good. He should get life in prison. Although I suppose at 68, that's practically life.
68. You just, man.
Right. Like, where are you at? Come on. You're a grown up.
A little more maturity than that.
I should look into this guy's past.
Yeah.
He flew out, you know? I'll bet you all these.
This isn't his first rodeo.
Right. Really? You just decided at age 68 you're into fire?
Mm-hmm.
And that you take a plane to go somewhere and do it.
And where else has he gone where suddenly fires have broken out?
Right.
Oh, my God. I hate him so much.
Okay, so this next
Someone
story.
Someone says, Vinny, 408, OMG, I live in the Milpitas foothills. That was the cause?
That was the cause. That guy.
Some douchebag from Missouri.
Right.
Go back to Missouri. Actually, don't. Stay here and be in jail. Although, if he's incarcerated here, then we get to pay for him as taxpayers. Hooray.
Pay to go home.
So, a couple weeks ago. On College Game Day, which is it's a TV show on Saturday mornings on ESPN. It's about college football.
And I didn't know about this, but you explained to me that it was they take a new little town that has, you know, they're all about their football team and they broadcast from there. And
the upcoming game is the big game of the week.
The locals all come out. They're so excited
to host. They're so into it. I mean, ESPN's in town. We're on TV,
Let's go to the show.
We're going to stand behind the broadcasters as they do their show, and we're going to make a scene of ourselves. So behind the broadcast, when they were in Iowa, was a guy named Carson King. He had a sign that said need beer, basically.
Right.
And had a Venmo account. And within an hour or two of being seen on TV, he had like $400, $600, $1,000, $5,000. It started to rack up. And he made the news for it because that's very interesting.
And making the news put him over the top.
So Carson King, who held up the sign on ESPN asking for money to buy Busch Light, and he ended up raising more than $1 million to give to charity, now has his fall from grace.
Oh, good God, what happened? He was so Carson. It was great. Because like Bush matched it, and did Venmo match it too? So whatever he had raised, which was hundreds of thousands of dollars, there was like $1 million going to this children's hospital that you said overlooks the field.
Yeah, it's near, it's they on the campus, I think.
Okay.
And so it is part of their game days there. I think it's like at a break in the first quarter, there's a everybody waves or something like that.
Which is so sweet. And just the fact that he was going to give all that money to charity was what a unexpected outcome from his little Venmo
And what sign. I said to you when this, as I've been reporting the story, is this guy's peaking. Is this guy's peak.
Not,
that doesn't mean that he can't have a great life, but where in the, when in the world do you find yourself nationally known and raising so much money for such a great cause?
Right.
Like he tripped into it. You know what I mean?
And, unfortunately, he fell up the peak and now he's falling down.
And on top of that, I'm someone I relate to him because he appears to be a puke because you're like, you need beer. You know what I mean? Like beer money?
Right.
Okay. So he trips
so
into
happens?
National stardom, infamy, whatever. Yeah. The Des Moines Register looked through his Twitter history.
Twitter.
Carson King's been
the
up to.
Downfall of another person on Twitter. This is a sad story already.
As they rolled back in years at 16, back in 2012, he posted two racist tweets about black people. Bush, the beer company, Busch Light, had teamed up with Carson after he went viral, and they've now announced, we won't be working with Carson King anymore. We'll match the money because we said we would, but we're going to...
We're ending our affiliation with this racist.
The advertising campaign that we had planned for the next 2 years. You know what I mean?
Like,
how do they not put him in beer commercials?
Right.
He's made for it. Except he's not, because when he was 16, he made apparently two racist jokes. And he has been canceled. Carson responded that the tweets now make him, quote, sick. I'm embarrassed and stunned to reflect on what I thought was funny when I was a 16-year-old. I want to sincerely apologize. He's since deleted those tweets. And yet,
Canceled.
What was once a great story, now.
That sucks, man. You know, kids, let this be a lesson to you.
Don't go on Twitter.
Don't go on Twitter.
How about don't be racist?
Or don't be racist. There's that too. Uh-huh. Yeah, just, you know, every single little thought that you have is not worthy of being put out to the world, because it's then the world has it. And the world can go back and look at it. It's a...
This
sucks.
This is just me having looked at some things and been around public places where there's a lot of kids, and I'm sure you have too, but I have heard on more than one occasion young people under, you know, 12 to 17 age range down around the beach, they use the N-word, and I'm talking about Asian kids and white kids using the N-word like the rappers do. They don't even hesitate. Like, it's not sticking in their throat as it comes out. They're comfortable with it. And I'm shocked. And I think if they're doing this in their online life, this is going to follow them, because it won't be seen through the lens of someone who's a hip hop fan and is too stupid
and is also
to
15
understand
years old
that
or
they
whatever,
shouldn't
right.
know.
Right.
That they don't get to see. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. This will be seen by a potential employer who says, that's not going to fly at this company.
You can't say that.
No, you can't. Listen, young people, I know you think you're going to be young forever. Turns out you won't be. It's a weird thing. It happens to everybody. You need to, you know, God, do I want to say hide your racism? Or? But honestly... Isn't that what this comes down to?
Well,
don't put your racist crap online.
I didn't see what this kid tweeted, but what I was just explaining to you, I guarantee you these kids don't see it as racism.
No,
I'm sure these
agreed.
Kids see it as the language they hear in music, and they're parroting that. Mm.
And TV shows. A couple, I was going to say tweets. What do we have, texts? my heart hurts for Carson King. He was 16. People say things and make mistakes, but it's how we learn from them and grow. Also, it was a Tosh reference. Tosh 2.0 reference, people are saying. 408 says the internet is actually supporting him. It went viral on Twitter. Everyone is attacking Bush Light and the reporter who felt the need to be a douche. People actually dug into the reporter's Twitter and found racist tweets from him. Carson genuinely apologized for the tweets.
Oh, good Lord.
Isn't it sad that someone, this is truly
Twitter.
Sad that someone saw someone do something good and said, I'm going to dig into that and see what I can find on that
How
person.
How good is he?
And then he got dug into, and he's got racist stuff,
too. I don't know that that's true. I haven't seen what
you just said,
but if that's true, that is some justice.
That's funny. God, this world. I, honest to God, I just don't know what to say about it. Like, it's I think that there's something, like, wrong with Twitter. And it's all social media, but it seems like people step in every single day. There's some story about either a Twitter war or somebody's getting crapped on for saying this or that about it on Twitter. They're in trouble. They're canceled.
It's just a different world, because on Instagram, for example, you're like, hey, here's my sandwich.
Right.
Here's a picture of a nice sky, everyone.
Right.
Well, have a great day.
Much more than elsewhere. It does seem like it's fairly positive on Instagram. I mean, certainly there are people doing their political stuff on there, too, or, you know, making their statements. And, you know, you just maybe choose
not
to follow them.
You know when, what was it, last week, you showed me that there's somewhere on Instagram, if you flip through a thing, there's like a bunch of people trying to write you.
Yes,
messages,
So I went in there and I'm like, well, look at that. I got a bunch of them. I clicked, accept or whatever.
Yeah.
And now at least one of those people that was waiting in queue is sending me like 5 to 10 political things a day.
Oh, no.
It's like,
Can't you block them?
Well, sure. But I mean,
But that's
I just accepted
people.
It. Now I gotta block him.
Well, then he'll learn his lesson. Well, I guess I shouldn't be sending political crap all the time. People have really reached the end with the political stuff. It's been with the, you know, sharing of that online and people's opinions online. I've talked to so many people. I feel like at first I felt like alone because I didn't want to talk about it, even with people that I agree with, I align with politically. I'm like, I don't want to talk about this. It actually brings me down. It bums me out. Mm-hmm. And it feels like more and more people are just like, let's not talk about it.
Well, it's been 4 years of it.
Oh, right. Well, it's come to a head in the last 4 years.
Well, there's a text right now I'm looking at that says, some of us want 4 more years.
Yeah, well, no, you know what?
And that's I understand good for that.
You.
And for those of you that do, I believe the Democrats are about to launch the way that happens.
Yeah, so congratulations.
They're about to clear the path for that to happen as they do
clear
this
the path for
impeachment and make it this whole sideshow. Instead of putting a good person, an electable person in position to win, they're going to spend time on this. I'm not a political genius, but that's my guess at how that's going to go for them.
So congratulations, those of you who want 4 more years and more of our endangered species to go away.
How about a fast fact?
More hate.
Fast fact.
I love those.
Fact.
And frankly, they get my mind off
stuff.
You're
going to like this one.
Okay, great.
All right.
He did it, Alex.
It used to happen faster than that, Alex, but you're on A-Loke, but you're
looking,
on the right.
Though. He was looking. Yeah. You could tell. He was searching.
Oh, look at you.
All right. Thumbs up, buddy. The gravity around a black hole is so warped that if you could get next to one, the light would orbit around it and you'd be able to see the back of your own head. Did you hear that?
That's crazy.
Did you hear what I just said to you? If you could stand next to a black hole. Mm. Hold on, I gotta read it.
No,
the light would wait. It's so warped that if you got next to one, the gravity that is so warped that if you got next to a black hole, the light would orbit around it and you'd be able to see the back of your own head. Don't ask a question. I know you want
to. I don't.
Okay.
I can't even formulate a question to ask of that. I'm still just trying to wrap my head around myself.
All right. The theme song from the Jetsons made it to number 9 on the Billboard charts in 86.
What?
Why? Did someone do a cover of it?
I don't know.
It's George Jetson.
I have no idea.
Why in 1986? That's 20 years after the thing was out.
Huh?
Meet George Jetson.
You're telling me the Jetsons were on in 66?
I don't know. I mean, I'm throwing out a number, but for sure the 70s.
Yeah, right. For sure.
Why 86? They were gone by then, weren't they? Or at least not making new episodes.
The person who invented dunking your donut in coffee.
Someone invented that?
Yeah. Was a silent film star named Mae Murray. She dropped her donut in coffee in the 1920s. Liked the taste. And started spreading the word.
Mm. So, and some guy named Dunkin' Donuts.
She was too hungry to throw that donut away.
You know what, though? That's like saying who invented dunking cookies and milk.
Well,
like,
I did.
Duh. Oh, was it you?
Yeah.
Oh,
well, don't you
well,
know
thanks,
that?
Well, thanks, because that was actually a pretty good invention.
Yeah. Dr. Seuss's license plate was Grinch.
Oh.
Ooh, I was going to say that. I might have heard that somewhere because I don't know. I would have pulled that one out.
That's the character.
Yeah.
I mean,
one of them.
We know we know some of the other characters, but which one do you know? It's the Grinch.
Well, the Lorax is pretty good.
You don't know the Lorax.
I do know the Lorax.
You wouldn't have said Lorax first.
No, I wouldn't have. I would have said the Grinch. But do you have the Lorax? Because that is a great book for your kids.
It just shows
you how greed and.
We have a million books. We're a book family. Oh!
And how we pollute
the earth. Speaking of books.
Yes.
The largest book sale on the West Coast began yesterday at Fort Mason.
Oh, yeah. Okay, good. I thought it was last weekend for some reason.
Oh, is this old?
I thought I gave that to you last week.
Is this last week?
Oh, no!
I don't have a date on it.
Look it up. Go to the Fort Mason rundown.
Oh, it is old.
Oh, damn it.
Oh, I missed it. I'm so sorry, everyone.
Let me see.
What a bummer.
So, everyone, the story is you missed the largest book sale on the West Coast.
Dang it.
Sorry about it.
That was last week, everyone. But we are a book family, and so we've got books everywhere. And even my little one-year-old will pull a book, show it to you, walk up in front of you where you're sitting, turn around, and plunk down onto your legs and be like, read this.
Read it to me. Books are great.
It's great. And that's important. I want both my kids to love reading. God, I love reading so much. I've started the new Stephen King.
Oh, and?
So far, so good.
I'm in the middle of a really long series, but that's my next one out of the gate. Although I have to read the The Testaments. It's the new. What? It's the follow up to The Handmaid's Tale.
What are you talking about? You don't have to do anything.
No,
you
I do. Right.
What?
I have all these. I got to get to the Margaret Atwood. That's going to be my first one. Then I'll do the Stephen King.
Something tells me we're about to hear the Jetsons. Okay. Oh, darn it. You had it.
Wait, so this is the actual theme song. Is this what charted in 1986? And why?
People
we don't
are
know.
Saying that, texters are saying that there was a Jetsons movie in the 80s. Do you remember what year, Vinny, you said
it said
that?
86.
You said 86.
86?
Yeah. Let's see, the Jetsons movie. Let me punch that in and see what
I don't remember
up.
The movie, do you?
I don't
Not
either.
At all. Was it a cartoon
yeah, there
movie?
Was a Jetsons movie. It looks like it was a cartoon movie.
Hmm. I remember the Flintstones movie, which flopped.
Oh, right. Shucks. That was, it says initial release in 1990, though.
No. Mm-hmm.
So that's
weird. Well, maybe some texter will know.
Yeah.
Because I can't imagine that suddenly that song, the theme song, out of the blue would be...
Well, something triggered it.
Something happened.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
I'm going to start with the season premiere of SNL. Charlie Sheen almost... what?
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news... you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.